church. Praise God for that. But I just want to encourage you as you're listening this morning, open your heart to the Lord and His Spirit and sing with us and worship and lift your hands at home and worship God as if you were in the building itself with us. Amen. Where two or more are gathered together in His name, He is there in their midst. And Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you've got fear today, let that fear go as you worship God and praise God. He has not given us a spirit of fear, amen, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And I believe God's going to minister to many, many churches and many people this very day around our country as pastors and those that are preaching the gospel or ministering to their people in a different way today. Amen. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. So we just commit it to you right now, Lord, this service. And I ask you to open the hearts of each people, just like you did in Lydia. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, open the hearts of people this morning to bring change and transformation, to bring comfort, to bring joy, to bring faith, to bring hope today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your hand on Gentle Shepherd and your hand on the city of Rockford. And everybody said, amen. Let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ together in song, in praise and worship. Amen.
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 Great are you, Lord, mighty in strength. You are faithful. You will ever be. We will praise you all of our days. It's for your glory we offer everything. Raise your hands, all you nations. Shout to God, all creation. How awesome is the Lord Most High. Where you send us, God, we will go. Trust you when you call our name. Where you lead us, we'll follow all the way. Raise your hands, all you nations. Shout to God, all creation. How awesome is the Lord Most High. We will praise you together. Worthy to receive glory, worthy to receive honor.
You are worthy, God.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart can wholly know how glorious, how beautiful you are. A beautiful one. Glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to sing. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. A beautiful one I love. Beautiful one.
Jesus, you opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, because nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. A beautiful one. Rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward sons, and by your Spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes and I see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe, oh breath of God, now breathe. The breath of God, breathe the breath of God, now breathe. So breathe the breath of God, now breathe, oh breath of God, breathe the breath of God, now breathe. So breathe the breath of God, now breathe, oh breath of God. Breathe the breath of God, now breathe. So breathe the breath of God, now breathe a breath of God. Breathe the breath of God, now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead. Come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes and I see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive, yeah. We call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive. Come alive, up out of the ashes and I see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. We call out to dry bones, come alive. Oh, come alive. Come alive, my Jesus. As we lift up our hands, you'll meet us here as we call on your name. You'll meet us here, we have come to this place to worship you, God of mercy and grace. It is you, Jesus, we adore. It is you, praises are for. Only you, the heavens declare. It is you, it is you. presence daily live. see your perfection. I'm lost in your peace. Your faithfulness sings over me, and your love is the light of my soul. And I lift my eyes to you, the creator of the world, and I stand in awe of you, of your glory, and I live to worship you, Son of God, King of heaven. Perfection, I'm lost in your peace. Your faithfulness sings over me, and your love is the light of my soul. And I lift my eyes to you, the creator of the world. Oh,
Thank you for the cross of Calvary, Jesus. Thank you for the new and living way, Jesus. Thank you for the blood covenant. Thank you for the eternal life that comes through only you, Jesus. Thank you for the written word of God that will never pass away. Thank you for the body of Christ that edifies and strengthens one another and brings glory to the Father in heaven through Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. Thank you, Lord God, for all you're doing in America and around the world. Thank you, Father, for your hand on the church, for on the believers, your sons and daughters this very day, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. We thank you for that, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Glory. How many sense the presence of the Lord? The music was anointed and beautiful this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know those of you that are listening at home, I know God's touching you. I know it. The anointing is so strong on the songs and the words this morning. And I just want to encourage you today to reach out to the Lord in faith. We may not be able to see each other. We may not be able to touch each other. That's fine. But you know what? We're one in spirit because of Jesus Christ and what he did for us at Calvary. Hallelujah. Glory. I am excited about these days and times that we're on the earth. Yes, we live in perilous times, troubled times. Jesus said that they would come over 2,000 years ago. There's always been trials, always been tribulations. But you know what? God is faithful. He is our Redeemer. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He is your refuge and your strength. And he is the one that you cry out to in times of trouble, and he hears us. Amen, Betty? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say a special prayer right now for those that are listening that come to Gentle Shepherd. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, your word says, Father, if we ask anything in your name, you will do it. And I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, to touch Pastor Al and Pastor Judy this morning and strengthen them, encourage them, build them up, quicken their inner man, strengthen them spiritually and physically this morning. Lord, I pray for those in our congregation. Lord, I see their faces right now. And I ask you, God, to touch them. Touch each one of them, Lord God. Those that come here faithfully and regularly, Lord God. And those that don't always come, strengthen them, encourage them. If they can hear the sound of this prayer, that they'd be encouraged today by the Spirit of God. We are one in Christ, one mind and one spirit, doing the will of our Father. We are servants this day of the Most High God. There is only one way and one God, and that is Jesus Christ. There's only one true way, and it is not a religious way. It's called Christianity. It's called a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called being born again by the Spirit of the living God. And I want to encourage you today, at the sound of my voice, you reach out to God, and he's going to touch you today in a profound way. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to do our tithes and offerings. We're not going to pass the plate around, but I just want to encourage you this morning. If you want to give your tithe and send your tithe, you can send it to 2905 Bildahl Street. That's Bildahl Street, Rockford, Illinois, 61109. 2905 Bildahl Street. I really want to encourage you, even at this time when people are struggling financially, give even when things are tough. God sees your heart. He sees that you're willing to give even in tough times. Amen to that? You give and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give into your bosom. So you can hoard it? Nope. So you can give it again and be a blessing on the earth. How many want to be a blessing to the poor and help those that are struggling? There's going to be a lot more of this going on, folks. We need to make sure that our heart is right concerning finances. God is good and he is faithful. He is our shepherd. He is our provider. He is our provision. And Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And one of the curses of the law is lack and poverty. Amen. And we are redeemed from it. No matter how difficult it is, we can prosper and even increase in this time on the earth and in our country as a church, individually, as believers. We can multiply and increase financially even. I believe that. But it begins with letting it go out of your hand and giving it back to God. Can I hear an amen on that? The Lord is good. Jesus, Jesus. Any other announcements that I might be missing? I heard we had our dynamic men's prayer breakfast yesterday morning. There was about 8 gentlemen there at men's prayer breakfast. The essential number of people at that men's prayer breakfast. Amen. And I want to encourage you to come out on Wednesday nights. We have Wednesday night service at 6:30 for the adults and for teenagers, for those that are children. This week, we'll kind of just keep up to date on our website. We're going to take it day by day, obviously in the state of Illinois and in the city of Rockford. And we want to do what Romans says, the book of Romans, I believe, chapter 13, I believe it is. It talks about obeying the authorities and doing what the authorities that God has set in order to do. You obey the authorities. And it also goes on to say in the scripture that if you don't obey the authorities, you're going to have judgment come upon you. You want to do what's right. Can I hear an amen on that? You don't want to be in rebellion to what the authorities are saying. But at the same time, who is our highest authority? God Almighty. We are surrendered to Him and submitted to God. I know as a minister of the gospel, I know many that are in this building right now and those that are hearing my voice, many of you are strong in the Lord. You love God. And you are going to take a stand as well, just like we are. As a preacher of the gospel, I'm not ever going to stop preaching until God says to stop or takes me home in glory. I am going to preach the gospel and tell and preach the word of God and pray for the sick and be a minister of the servant of the Lord and serve Him until the day I die. I'm not going to let nothing stop me with that. Amen? You keep going on with the Lord. Let me get right into my message here for sake of time. My title is called, What Now? What now? You're asking what in the world's going on in this world and what has happened within the last couple of weeks and especially within the last few days and the last week in the city of Rockford and in the United States of America. A lot has changed. I'm 55 years old. Never has this happened before. There's others that are way beyond older than me. My dad is 90. He's never seen anything like this before. There's been no generation that has seen this where they actually had something like this go on in a political way, but I believe it's going on in a spiritual way more than political. We have to look at things in a light of spiritual vision, not earthly things that we see. We are children of the Most High God. We have the Holy Spirit living in us, and we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. If you're born again, if your name's in that Lamb's Book of Life, we are to look at things not by what we see, but what we believe by the Spirit and in the realm of the Spirit. There's definitely something going on in America and even in the city of Rockford. And I, for one, am not in fear. I am not intimidated. I am not drawn back. I am excited in my inner man. Do I like having a virus flowing around our nation, in our city? No, I do not. It's evil. It's wicked. It's from the pit of hell. Any virus that is doing what it's doing, any kind of destruction like that, I don't care if it's H1N1, the flu, which kills, I don't know, thousands of people every year, is from hell. It's from the devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God has come to give us life. But we need to stand up as a church and ask yourself, what now? This is what we do right now. As a church, as a believer, you pray and you get on your face before the Lord in your house. And I never thought I would actually say that, but I mean literally in your house this week. Don't put it off. Don't let somebody else do it. You do it. You be a strong believer. If you're able to get on your knees and on your face, do it more than ever before. And raise your hands in your home. Praise God. Worship Him. Draw near to Him. And the promise of the Word says He will draw near to you. This is, listen, essential. It's essential that you do this as a believer. And you stay close to the Lord. And stay close to one another if you're in a house of believers. Pray one for another. Encourage each other. Stay close to the body of Christ. Encourage each other through any way that you can. And trust God. No matter what, we trust God. What now, Pastor Matt, do we do? Number one, you trust God. Let's go right to the scriptures, what it says here. If you've got your Bible at home or you've got your tablet or whatever, it's Psalm 40, verse 4. And this is what God's Word says, not what Pastor Matt says. Man doesn't have much to say. Our words don't mean much. God's Word means everything. God's Word is eternal. God's Word is life-changing. God's Word changes the inner man. It says this, blessed is that man or woman, I always put that, who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud nor such as turn aside to lies. You need to learn to trust in the Lord and turn your heart to the Lord in total trust, especially at this time and hour on the earth. What now do you do? You trust God. You don't trust the government. You don't trust your feelings. You don't trust what, you know, who's getting paid, who's paying you, where's your income coming from. You trust the Lord. It's going to be this. My daily bread is going to come from Almighty God. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And it's coming down to that. But you know what? God is good and he's faithful. And he has his hand on you and on the church. And you want to be blessed? You got to trust in the Lord. And rebuke and kick out the lies that are in your mind and in your emotions that are telling you. And turn off the TV once in a while. Turn it off. Turn off things that are bombarding you with lies and deception and deceit. And spend some time in quietness with the Lord and get your heart to trust him. And be still and know that he is God in your life and even in your home. And in your children and grandchildren, trust God for them as well, that God has his hand on them. Amen? Don't try to figure everything out. Don't try to figure out why is this happening? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next week? Don't be overanalyzing everything. Trust leads to less stress. How many want less stress in your life? Then you got to stop trying to figure everything out and analyze and trying to say, well, this is going to happen. What if this happens? What if that doesn't happen? What if this doesn't change? What if the economy doesn't bounce back? What if businesses go bankrupt? What if this and what if that? You're going to just bombard yourself with stress, and you're going to be oppressed, and it's going to lead to oppression. And next thing you know, you're going to be hardened towards the Lord because you're not trusting God. Is it easy? Absolutely not. Is it possible? Absolutely. Amen. It's not an easy life. Being a Christian is not the easy life. And you and I are about to find that out more than ever before. This is not the easy life, but it's the best life and it's the only life because Christ is our life. Christ is our life. And did Jesus suffer tribulation? Yes, he did. Did he struggle with things? Yes, he did. Did he get persecuted? Yes, he did. Did he get beaten and bruised and whipped? Did he get his beard plucked out? Did he get spit on? Did he get hung on a cross? Absolutely. That's not a fairy tale. That really happened. And Jesus Christ, who went through all that, I want to remind you as you hear my voice, Jesus Christ is not a way, a life, or a truth. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth and the life eternally. There's only one way, not two, three, or four. There's only one way to heaven, to get to the Father, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I love saying that. It's just because it's the truth. I don't say it arrogantly. I say it with the fear of God. Because those that preach the gospel and teach the word of God will be held accountable for what they're teaching and preaching. And I don't want to teach or preach anything that is not biblically sound doctrine. Amen. Hallelujah. Truth is singular. Doctrines are plural. I don't want to preach doctrines that are not of God. I want to preach the truth, and the truth is the Word of God, and Jesus Christ is the Word of God. So I'm going to say it again. Listen to what I'm saying here. Don't try to figure everything out, what's going on. And don't overanalyze. Trust God, and you'll have less stress in your life. Amen. What happens when we get full of stress? You get snippy and snappy. You get full of strife because you're fearful. It's really fear. Say this with me. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. You have a sound mind, and you have a powerful spirit on the inside of you. But you got to reach out to heaven. Look up to heaven. Don't dwell on things on this earth and what's going on earth. This isn't even your home. You're a stranger and a pilgrim and an alien. This is your temporary home. You're just in a temporary body, and you're going to have all that's going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye, because who's coming? Who's coming in the twinkling of an eye? There's only one that is coming. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming, and he's going to split the eastern sky, and he's going to come quicker than you and I can snap a finger or blink an eye. And he's coming for those that are his and those that have put their trust, faith, and hope in what he did for them at the cross and the power of the resurrection. Amen. There's still today power in the cross, power in the cross, and power in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And there's still power today in the blood of Jesus, because that blood ever speaks for eternity. It's an eternal blood. And Jesus Christ is our intercessor. He's our great high priest. He's interceding for you. He's interceding for the church. He's praying that the church will follow and do the will of his Father, which is God the Father, our Creator. Amen. We want to do, above all else, the Father's will. The next scripture is out of Psalm 37:3. Look what it says here. Psalm 37:3. I can read it from my notes here. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Feed on his faithfulness. Trust in the Lord and do good. Feed on his faithfulness." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We trust in the Lord. Stress is released. We trust in the Lord. Peace comes. We trust in the Lord. Excitement comes, because you want to be used in these last days. You want to be a witness for Christ, an ambassador of Christ. You want to reach out to those that are lost, deceived, and blinded, and on their way to hell for eternity. There's still a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. Read the Bible. The Bible says it. Amen. We want to take the narrow way, but we want to help others come to know Christ and be led to the cross and repent and turn from their wicked ways, call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, ask for forgiveness, ask Him to come into their heart so that they can be born again and have their name in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life. That's what's most important right now, more than anything, is where are you going to go when you die? Where are your children going to go when they die? Where are your grandchildren going when they die? Where is your co-workers going when they die? Where is your immediate family going? Your aunts, your uncles, your cousins. Where are they all going to go when they die and breathe their last breath? If you're able to, and you have breath and life, tell them the good news of the gospel, do it. Doesn't matter if they reject it. Doesn't matter if they don't like you for it. What matters is tell them the good news, but do it with words of grace and do it in a spirit of love and humility. Amen. And be prayed up when you witness. Don't do it in the flesh. Don't point your finger, because you got three more pointing right back at you. You're a sinner needing a Savior just like I am. We're all sinners needing a Savior. Is that true? Trust in the Lord and do good. Feed on His faithfulness. Don't feed on social media. Don't feed on what you're constantly hearing on Facebook and any other kind of social media. Don't feed on what CNN is saying, what Fox News is saying. Don't constantly feed on that. Some of it is important. Some of it is critical to hear. I understand that. You know, knowledge is strength, and I understand that you want to have an understanding somewhat, at least a base of it and a foundation of it. But don't sit there and bombard it hour after hour after hour and make it your life, what they're saying on the news and what they're saying on Facebook. Take it as a grain of salt. Trust me, there's a lot more going behind the scenes spiritually and politically that you and I will never know. There's things that you and I will never know, spiritually and politically. So take it as a grain of salt. Put your hope and trust in the Lord and get your face in the Bible. I love to say that, and I don't say it critically, and I don't say it in a condemning way. I feel like I'm preaching to a large crowd right now. It's just really anointed. I just thank you, God, for that. I'm going to say that again. Get your face and your eyes in the Word of God and get them off the TV sets and the tablets that are not God's Word. Now, I understand you're going to look at things and you know, it's called life, but let it be moderated. Have some self-control and say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm getting out of control here. This is getting out of hand. I'm feeding more on the things of the world and the things that are supposedly of the earth than I am on things of heaven, which is God's Word. Amen? Most of us are like this. No wonder our necks are always sore. Our heads are down more than our hands, and our face should be more like this. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen on that? And do it in your home. You're in your home now, especially if you're in Illinois, if you're in Rockford, if you're in California, if you're in one of those states where you're limited to go anywhere. Lift up your hands. Lift up your head. Get your eyes off the tablets and get your eyes off the TV. Take some time and get alone with the Lord. You're going to need it now more than ever. That peace that passes all understanding. You're going to need that, and it only comes through one way. Almighty God. It only comes through the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You got to fix and focus on things of heaven, not on things of earth. Amen. I heard a man's testimony this week. I wish I could remember his name. I think it's Dean Braxton. He's going to be in Stockton, Illinois this month of March if they're allowed to have the service. But this man died for an hour and 45 minutes, Cecil. An hour and 45 minutes. He went in for a simple procedure on his kidney for kidney stones, and it went bad. And it ended up getting infection all over his body. Make a long story short, I won't go into detail, and I don't want to mess up, you know, anything and add anything to his testimony. But in short, he died for an hour and 45 minutes, and he was on Sid Roth's show. This is where I heard it. And he immediately left. He said that your body decays because your spirit leaves. The spirit leaves and goes he said, quicker than you can blink your eye. He said it was actually black for just a millisecond. And then all of a sudden, bam, you're right into heaven. Right there, right in the light. He says, you just know that you know you're there. And he says, what's beautiful about it, and if you're listening to me right now, if you're not born again and you have not trusted Christ as your Savior, and if you're not even sure if you want to, don't expect to go to heaven. You only go to heaven not by being good, not by not murdering and not doing things that you shouldn't and being bad and all this. And going, because, you know, if you go to church every Sunday in a religious way, that doesn't mean you're going to heaven. What matters is, are you born again? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Have you called on Him to save you? Have you repented and turned from your wicked ways and said, Lord, I am a sinner needing a Savior. Jesus, save me. I believe you died on the cross and you rose again from the dead. You're the only true Savior. If you've done that, you're headed towards that light. Because there's only one way to that light, and that is through the door, which is Jesus Christ. And he said, you're instantly in the light. And he said this, he instantly had family right there. And the guy said, well, how much family? He goes, I don't know. I couldn't see. There's so many. And he goes, well, how much family do you have? He goes, when you're in heaven, everybody's family. You just know each other. Hallelujah. One mind, one spirit, one God, one faith. Hallelujah. It's a body of Christ. Amen. No wonder the Lord says you'll know them by their love. We love one another. Amen. We don't know each other intimately necessarily, especially if you go to a larger church, but you still love. How do you love? Because God's in you and He is love. You just love. And it's beautiful. He just went on and on. But one thing that he said when he seen Jesus, he looked in his eyes and he said, I can't even explain to you the love from his eyes penetrates you. And he said, you stand before Jesus, the Savior, and he's looking at you with these penetrating eyes full of love. And he says, you don't even feel like a sinner. Even though you know you sinned on earth, Jesus looks at you as if you've never sinned. He's completely, literally forgotten all the wrong that you did. If you've confessed it and repented of it and got it right with God, because of the blood of Christ. Which makes sense. Is there going to be any darkness or sin in heaven? Absolutely not. That's why he looks right at you, because you're blood bought. You're his son and daughter if you're born again. And he looks at you on that day when you're in heaven to meet him. And he is full of love for you. And he doesn't judge you. He doesn't condemn you. And he says the amount of peace and joy, he says you can't even comprehend it. Amen. And he says everything there is life. He said he didn't realize how much the earth smelled and how much it stunk compared to heaven. And he said because everything on earth is death and decay. And we are so used to it smelling this way that we don't even realize it. But he said when you get to heaven, you realize earth doesn't smell too good. Heaven smells beautiful because everything is life. Everything that God creates is life. And he said, everything, Betty, speaks. Everything speaks. The altar speaks. The throne speaks. The birds speak. An eagle spoke when he seen an eagle in heaven. He said the animals speak. Everything speaks. The blades of grass when speak as you walk by them. Everything speaks because it's created by God and it's full of life. Everything is life there. Amen. How many want to go right now? Amen, amen, amen. Remember that. Just stay focused that way. This trial and tribulation that we're facing in America, it's difficult? Yes, it is. Is it hard? Yes, it is. Is it bring at moments confusion? Yeah. Is it bring sometimes in moments, if you allow it, fear? Yeah, but you got to kick it out. But if you look at it in the whole, has other generations gone through much worse than we have? Yeah, I wouldn't want to be around when they had the plagues, when they had the yellow fever, the Spanish fever. I wouldn't want to be around with. I wouldn't want to be in some places where they just came and mass murdered people, you know? So look at it with a perspective. Don't act reactionally. With a reaction type way, like a reaction out of your flesh. React prayerfully. React in a prayerful way as you're seeking God and drawing near to Him during this time. Amen. I want to touch base on something that happened in the book of Acts. How many remember the story of Paul and Silas who were thrown in jail for preaching the gospel of Christ? Paul and Silas were thrown in jail for preaching the gospel of Christ. It wasn't the Winnebago County Jail. It wasn't the Rock County Jail. They didn't have flat screens. They didn't have automatic gates. It was cold and dark and probably mice crawling all over. Who knows what else was in there? Probably bacteria all over, viruses. Who knows? Seriously. Those kind of prisons you didn't want to go to. Do we have that scripture up on PowerPoint? I mean, it's not crucial this today, but if we have it right here, Acts 16. Listen to this story, and this is based on truth. This isn't just a nice little story in the Bible. This really happened. Having received such a charge, who got charged? Paul and Silas. For what? Preaching the gospel, telling others the good news of Christ and what He did for them at Calvary. He put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. Not Wall Street. We're talking stocks in their feet so they couldn't move. Why? Because they were trouble. Why? Because they were witnesses and servants of the Most High God and they were stirring up the city. Amen? And that's what's going to happen. When you follow Jesus Christ and you want to be His servant and a witness, you cannot be a man pleaser. You got a purpose in your heart that no matter what, I'm here on earth to please my Father. That doesn't mean you're rebellious and you rebel against authority, but you have to make a stand. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. I am going to serve the Lord and I'm going to take my stand as a witness and an ambassador of Christ. I am not here to make man happy and please man. I'm here to please my God. He's the one that died for me and gave Himself for me. Nobody on earth ever has. I'm living for Him, period. And He told me in His word, I'm going away. Now you go and preach the gospel. You pray for the sick and lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You go and cast out demons. Hallelujah. So you start doing that kind of stuff, people don't like it. Why? Because it bucks their flesh and it bucks what irritates them on the inner man, which is really darkness. I know, I've been there before I got saved. I didn't want to hear anything like that. And look what it says in verse 25. It says, but at midnight. It's kind of the midnight hour in Rockford, Illinois. It's kind of like the midnight hour going on in our country in a lot of ways. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Hallelujah. The Bible, aren't you glad it doesn't say that Paul and Silas at midnight were crying and saying, Lord, help us. What are we going to do now? Even our feet are in shackles. We're here. What are we going to do? Die here? Get eaten by the rats? No, they began to pray and sing hymns to God. Pray, then sing. Pray, and then you begin to sing. Do it in your home. Do it in your house. Do it in your rooms of your house. Do it in your car if you're going to somewhere essential. Pray and sing hymns to God. Amen. We know Pastor Judy does that in her car. She says she sings a lot in her car. Hallelujah. I can just see her in her red Subaru just singing away the hymns of God. Sometimes she probably gets so carried away she ends up in Wisconsin. Amen. Singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. How many believe that when you begin to pray and sing, some people will notice it? Yeah. Amen. Don't worry what people think. Don't be concerned. You might start singing and praying when you're in Schnucks, when you're in Woodman's, when you're in Walmart or Target. You might be singing and beginning to pray in there. Doesn't mean you have to do it for attention. You don't do it with the wrong intentions and the wrong motives to look spiritual. You do it because you love God and it's just inside of you. Amen. There's been many times that people heard me pray. I didn't care. They looked at me strange. When you begin to pray in tongues and in an unknown tongue, because the Bible says when you pray in the Spirit, you pray in your unknown tongue, you're building up yourself on your most holy faith, and it says you're praying the will of God. I want to pray the will of God. I don't want to go Matt Rickard's way. I want to go the will of God way. So I'm going to pray in tongues often. And some, every once in a while, if somebody hears me, praise be to God, may it be a witness and a testimony to them. I've heard over more than one time somebody's been in another country and they prayed in tongues in a prayer meeting and they were speaking fluently the other person's language and saying things to them that were intimate and detailed and personal by the Spirit of God, and it led them to salvation. Amen. Amen. God is a God of miracles. He's a God of the supernatural. He's a God that likes to do things that man doesn't like. Because His ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and He just is heaven, and we are not there yet. So He thinks different than you and I do. They began to sing, and then the prisoners were listening to them, and what do you think happened, you guys? Does anybody know this story, this truth of the Word of God? They began to sing, and what happened was an earthquake came, and everything was loose. Everybody in the jail was loosed, and Paul and Silas, because of their praying and their singing, loosed heaven, and the power of God fell in that prison. And chains were broken. Listen to me this morning. The chains that are in your life and surrounding your soul right now, whether it's a chain of fear, whether it's a chain of disease that got your body wrapped in sickness and disease, pray and sing to the Lord, and He can deliver you. He's willing to deliver you and set you free from diseases and sicknesses and viruses and infirmities and diseases of all kind. And He'll even save your soul and heal your soul when you begin to sing to Him and pray to God Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ. You pray in that name. There's power in the name of Jesus. And you cover yourself in the blood of Jesus. You plead the blood of Jesus. You ask God to cover your home and your property and your family, your children and grandchildren, even if they're states away, ask God to cover them and surround them with His mercy and the blood of Jesus. And ask God constantly, Lord, put Your angels around my family, around my children and grandchildren, around my co-workers, around those in our church, Lord. Protect them and give them traveling mercies. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Acts 9:31 says this, that the churches prospered during this time of tribulation and trials. When you read the book of Acts, and that was the beginning of the church, they didn't have a bunch of rosy time. It wasn't all a bunch of fun time. It was an exciting time, just like it is today. Just like it is today. I am so grateful and thankful that I'm alive on the earth right now. Amen. There's been many times my life's been spared. I thank God that in His mercy I'm here today. Because I want to serve the Lord. I want to see others delivered, healed, set free, and born again in these last days. And we are truly in the last days. And you and I need to fear the Lord and do His will above all else. But Acts 9:31, it says that the churches prospered. It said they had peace. It says that the churches were edified. The church began to prosper. It had overabundance of peace. The church was edified. And the church multiplied. Wow, hallelujah. In times of tribulation, persecution, difficult times, the church should prosper, have more peace than ever, be edified, which means being built up and strengthened and encouraged. And the church was multiplied and began to increase. How many believe that's going to happen in these last days? Amen. 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 I don't care if we got to meet somewhere else, meet in home someday. So be it. The church is not a building. The church is the people. Glory to God in heaven. Continue in the faith, you guys. My title is What Now? Well, you trust the Lord, you sing to Him, you pray to Him, you cry out to God, you get in faith, you turn things off that don't need to always be on constantly. You feed on His faithfulness, and you do this. You continue in the faith, and you fight the good fight of faith. Amen. You don't go by what you feel, hear, see, smell, or touch. You go by what the Word of God says. And the Bible says that you will face many trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, said the Lord Jesus Christ. He's overcome, and you are an overcomer because He's overcome. Because He's in you, you're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Begin to pray that I will in these last days. Say this prayer with me. I will in these last days continue in the faith and fight the good fight of faith. I will endure to the end. I will fulfill the call of God on my life in these last days. Amen. We want to do the will of God. Your purpose on earth is different than mine. Mine is different than yours, but we need each other to fulfill it. I'm going to say that again. Your purpose and will that the Father has given you, the plan He has for you, is different than mine, and mine is different than yours. But we can't do it without each other because it's not a one man or one woman show. It's the body of Christ working together. It's the body of Christ working together. We are one body with one head, and that is Jesus Christ. And we need one another to do what God wants us to do, and that is to bring Jesus Christ back for the church. But He wants more born again. He wants more saved. He wants to show His power and His love on this dying, lost world. Amen. And America needs revival. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, but when we were singing that song this morning, I always loved that song. I just love that song that Tanya sang this morning. Does anybody know which one that's on my heart? Come Alive. You got it, Betty. She knows me. Let those dry bones come alive. Those dead hearts come alive. Sons and daughters that aren't walking with God come alive. Let the dry bones of the church that is dead and not doing what God's asked them to do come alive. May the unbeliever come alive. May the dead hearts of those that are lost and blinded and deceived in America, in the city of Rockford, come alive and come to the light and come to the truth and let God shine on you and change your life forever through the power of Jesus Christ, His name, and the power that's in the cross and the blood of Jesus. Come alive, dry bones, come alive, and may there be a mighty revival. May the revival fire from heaven fall on America. May the revival fire from heaven fall on America, which causes people to repent, turn from their sin and their wicked ways, cry out to the Lord for mercy and grace and forgiveness, and worship God, love God, and honor God with their lives so that others will see something's going on this earth, in this city, in our nation, that something dramatic is happening. It has nothing to do with the economy, nothing to do with politics. It's all done by the Spirit and in the realm of the Spirit. Amen? That's what's going to change this world, not the economy turning around. It's not. I'm telling you, everybody is always focused on the financial and the material because without it, you get fearful. But let me tell you something. You can have millions of dollars or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you're not taking one single dime of it with you once you breathe your last breath and go to heaven. It's not about that. Do we need it? Yes. But we are not to worship it, love it, or let it control us. Amen. If you have fear this morning because you're worried about finances, paying your bills, how is this going to happen? How am I going to do this? How am I going to trust the Lord? Call on Him. He will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Call upon the Lord right now while He can be heard. Call on Him. Seek Him while He may be found. He's not always going to be there. There's coming a day when God is going to take away the church. If you hear my voice right now and you're not a believer, I urge you, I plead with you, in the name of Jesus Christ, call on the name of the Lord today for salvation. You may not have a tomorrow. You may not have a tomorrow. Get your heart right with the Lord through Jesus Christ and trust Him to save you, to forgive you, to cleanse you of all your sin. He did not die in vain, and certainly Christ did not raise from the dead in vain. Amen? He's not a lunatic, he's not a liar, and he's not absolutely a pathetic man. Jesus Christ is powerful just as much as he was 2,000 years ago. He is still at the right hand of the Father this very second. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:17. I'm going to end on this and look what it says. And this is for you if you're hearing this right now, this very moment, you're listening. Listen to what God's word says, not to what I'm saying. Because God's word changes and God's word is eternal. And it says, and whatever you do, meaning on this earth, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I'm going to read that again. Let this be a mission statement for your life. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen, amen. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. You don't want your life to be in vain. Amen. You want to do all that you do in word and deed to the glory of God, to the glory of Jesus Christ through that and living your life that way. Amen. Praise Jesus. Glory be to God. I hate to call on you, Tanya, in a sense, but I don't. Is there any possible way we could do that song? We call out to dry bones to come alive, dead hearts to come alive. As you hear this song, let's sing this song with us right now. And we're going to sing this song and believe that God has his hand on the United States of America. God has his hand on us and his eye is on us. And trust the Lord. And I believe with all my heart we're headed to some very difficult times. Very difficult, trying times. Extremely. But I also believe it's the most exciting time to be on the earth if you're trusting God and walking in the Spirit. We are going to see some incredible things take place in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Jesus is Lord.
There's so much we have lost. As we look down the road, we're on the prodigals have walked. Breath of God, breathe. breath of God now. Breathe. So breathe the breath of God now. Breathe. Oh, breath of God. Breathe the breath of God now. Breathe. So breathe the breath of God now. Breathe the breath of God.
Now we just thank you for hearing our prayer for revival and a move of your spirit, Lord. And I pray right now for a transformation of this country spiritually, that many would be born again and come to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus. It is not your will that no one perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of the truth. And I pray, Father, for this COVID-19 coronavirus to be rid of and to be done away with in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray you'd have mercy on anybody that's infected right now. Only you can see it, and only you really know. And I'm asking you, God, to have mercy, and that the spread of this would decrease, and that it would be held to very limited access to people physically in Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on this world with that awful virus in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord God, there'd be a time when people search the truth and search the scriptures and find Christ in their life. The church and those that are unbelievers would come to Christ and be saved and born again and even healed and delivered of diseases and sicknesses right now in Jesus' name. And right now, if you can see me, as I just wanted to get close, just stretch your hand towards me. I know there some of you can hear, but just stretch forth your hand right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for those that are stretching their hand right now in faith. Lord, your word says that we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We cannot do it physically right now, but by faith and in the Spirit, I just lay my hands on those that are hearing right now, and I ask you, God, to heal them and bring deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, of diseases, infirmities, and sicknesses. And right now, if you're not saved, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I confess that I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you, God. I've wronged against you. I've done evil in my own heart and life. And I ask you this day to forgive me in the name of Jesus Christ and through the blood of Christ. Forgive me for my sins and my evil ways. And I ask you to cleanse me of my unrighteousness. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. And I believe with all my heart that you rose from the dead. And I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is my Lord and my Savior from this day on. And I will serve the Lord from this day forward in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, you're saved and born again. And reach out and tell somebody what you did today and what you prayed. And if you've been touched by God through our service this morning, give God the glory. He's the only one that gets the glory. No man gets the glory, but tell others the good news of what happened to you today. Share. Spread the good news of the gospel of what Christ has done for us. And Easter is coming soon. And we want to celebrate what the resurrection brings to you and I. It brings eternal life. It brings victory over sin and death and sorrow and pain and every virus that we can even imagine. In Jesus' name. Go and be blessed in the name of Jesus. May the hand of God be upon you and angels surround you and your family. And the blessing of the Lord be on you through Jesus Christ today. Amen and amen.